So you want to say, it's going to be a quick call. You want to say, this is the purpose of my call, or this is the reason I'm calling. Get to the point as fast as you can without being offensive. And then lastly, always use a release statement. And here's what a release statement is. It lets them know up front that it's okay for them to say no. The release statement lets them know that it's okay if they don't like it. It's perfect. It's fine. And by using a release statement, you'll get more people to agree. It gives them the dignity to say no at a later stage with no pressure or bad feelings. It does that as well. So a release statement is used, A, to enable the person to listen without feeling any pressure, without feeling that they're going to be sold something at some point. And then the next thing it does is it keeps your relationship. So if the person that you are proposing listens to the introduction CD and they don't like it, then it's okay for them to say, hey, it's not for me. And it's perfectly fine with you if they do that as well. So you go into it, it's a mutual agreement, they're going to listen to it, but if it doesn't fit for them, it's perfect. It gives them no pressure or bad or guilty feelings. When inviting, you're starting to build a community and you're doing it at this stage. Now, you may not be able to see that at this point, but when inviting, you're actually starting to build a community, a downline organization. And if you treat people with dignity, they feel that there's integrity in your invitation, in this process, and you're honest, not only will you feel good about what you're doing, but if they join the business, they'll feel good about it. So when inviting, it's always easier to invite on the phone. It's always easier to invite on the telephone. And here's the reason why. You control the conversation. You're less likely to get into a long-winded conversation with the prospect and have them ask a bunch of questions. So when inviting, always try and use the phone. And again, remember, you're not sharing the program here. You're not trying to have them join Gin. You're simply asking them to listen to the introduction CD. So you now have your Go Platinum prospect list of local A's. You follow the instruction. You've categorized your list into A's, B's, and C's, local and long distance. And this is the group that we're going to target first, local A's. So you're going to call up your prospect, your local A, and say something like this. And again, please adjust the words so you feel comfortable. Adjust these words. It has to be you. It has to be your natural personality. But you're going to say something along these lines. Hey, Joe, this is Chris. I wanted to give you a quick call, and the reason I'm calling is I want to ask you a question. Have you ever heard of the video or the book about The Secret or The Law of Attraction? You're then going to wait for their response, and it'll be one of these answers. Their response will be one of these. It'll be, yes, I have heard of it. No, I've never heard of it. I think so. Or, you know what? I don't think so. So it'll be one of those. Yes, no, I think so, or I don't think so. And it really doesn't matter what the response is. All you have to do is stay focused on what your answer is going to be. But it really doesn't matter what their response is. But if the response is yes, or I think so, then you'd say something like this. Oh, okay. Well, the book and the video about The Secret has sold millions of copies, and the law of attraction really is a hot topic right now. I listened to this information and it really is mind-blowing. Joe, I really think you'd get a lot out of this. So what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, is swing by your house this evening and drop off a CD for you to listen to. It's about 40 minutes long, and if you like it, great. If not, it's perfectly okay with me. I just really want you to hear this information. How's that sound, Joe? Real simple, real natural, real flowing. Now, if Joe says, okay, great, then arrange a time to drop off the CD. Let him know what time you're going to come over. If Joe says, you know what? I really don't think I'm interested.